Gold Coast Report. I say this every week, so by now you should check out all the amazing podcasts that there are on the platform. Do that by going to the website, goldcoastreport.com, and get your life. This is week 2 of quarantine. Once again, I'm recording from my home, mi casa, su casa, trade casa.
Trade?
Yes. Trade is allowed here. I host. It's desperate times, so desperate measures are being taken. Yes, bitches, I am hosting. You just need to give me an hour, 2 hours. 1 hour for prep, the second hour for cleaning my goddamn room.
Well.
But anyways, this is Kofi. You already know. You already love. I hope this one is recording, because if it's not, I'm going to be pissed.
This is okay, Denzel. And I hope this thing is recording, because this thing looks really low. But anyways, welcome, guys, to another episode of the An Artist Podcast. It's your fave, me.
Yay!
Fuck off. Yeah, I'm really excited to be back for another week of just, like, basically kind of nothing. But, like, you know, I have a few things on my chest. And, you know, it's always fun to, you know, say it and just forget about it.
So do you want to do, do you have rants?
I do have a few rants, I do. I do have one, actually. I mean, who is a few? One.
Okay. Get to the, okay.
Oh, my God, I have one. Two. No, actually, you know what? It's coming to me. Let me just dive into it. I forgot to write one down.
Okay, let me start my rant. Dear people who deliver food, it shouldn't take you that long to deliver my food, bitch. I'm starving. That's why I ordered food, and I'm about to order food right now.
You don't order. I haven't seen anyone ever told you I don't order food in Ghana if you're actually hungry. I order it before you get hungry, because
that's what one thing I'm learning now.
Well,
because I always hated ordering food. Like, I hate going to restaurants and ordering food, because I don't understand why I'm in the restaurant ordering food and it's taking 30 minutes to get my food. Because I'm just like, are you now cooking the food from scratch? Like, shouldn't you have meals prepped or something? But anyways, that's besides the point. But it shouldn't take you 30 minutes to find. My house is very easy to find. Don't tell me where you think you are. I am at when you are not. Okay, you know what? My house is very easy to find, but Ghanaians are just dumb.
So when exactly. You come to my house, everybody's house is kind of easy to find. Then they own it.
My house is, like, the junction to my house is right before a roundabout. But every time I take an Uber when I'm coming back from town, and the Uber tells them, turn right. Guess where they want to turn right at? The roundabout. I'm just like, the road is right there. It's literally right there. It's literally, what, 5 steps to the roundabout. So in the car, that's like 2 seconds. Why do you think that the map is showing you to go right, but you want to go? That makes no goddamn sense. And of course, they can never find my house.
Well, the game.
And then I'm hungry. I'm standing outside in the bathroom waiting for you. Trash.
I was so hungry on Monday morning. I was literally about to pass out. But I ordered KFC. And I went at the Boate place, and I'm not going to mention their name because fuck them bitches. And it got here literally like in less than 10 minutes, so it was so fast. I was even surprised. But yeah.
The KFC I ordered it from, the Spintex KFC, which is relatively like 15 minutes, and it should take KFC like, what, 5 to 10 minutes to get your food.
They say 15 minutes.
Like, the distance. I'm saying the distance is, like, 15 minutes.
Okay. And no, it takes KFC. When they are making the food, don't they tell you 15 minutes?
No, when they're making the whole thing, they tell you between 30 and 45 minutes.
It should take 30 minutes to make KFC food. All you have to do is take the thing and throw it in the thing.
KFC food, they just dip it into a fryer. And they already have some fried.
Wow.
Oh, now I want KFC.
Me too. I was supposed to pass the drive-thru today. I forgot.
Oh yeah. Okay. Your rant now.
My rant is basically, it goes out to Ghanaians. Like, I get that we're in trying times. It's hard. It's crazy. A disease. Woo. But I love the fact that, you know, people are paying attention. People are, you know, some people are practicing. Some people, let me see, are practicing social distancing. Some people are wearing masks. Some people, you know, every shop has that new no mask, no entry thing.
I have to actually start wearing a mask.
You haven't started?
No, I do. But then, listen, I always forget. Like, sometimes I'll go outside my house and I'll come like that. But it depends. If I'm going to the store around the corner, then no. But if, let's say, I'm going...
When I'm walking down to the junction, I literally wear a mask and gloves. Literally right to this junction.
I can't breathe in the goddamn mask. It's so uncomfortable to breathe.
Imagine. And then imagine it's fogging up your glasses every time you take a step to...
Oh, yeah. I saw that happens for people who wear glasses.
It's the worst thing. But anyways.
Like, mine is the one that, like, covers your whole ass, nose, and, like, mouth and everything. So, like, when you breathe... It just feels like you're a dragon. Like a dungeon dragon.
That's exactly how it's supposed to feel. You're not supposed to get any air out.
Jeez.
But
like, I want to breathe out carbon dioxide, not breathe in carbon dioxide.
The rant basically is that I don't get why, you know, Ghanaians, some Ghanaians be walking around with this mask covering just their mouth and not their nose. It's like, so what's the point?
But then technically, you can also get this thing through your...
nose, your eyes, everywhere. Eyes.
Yeah.
But like, so, the droplets, like, it is so much more
easier. It's easier to inhale.
To droplets, inhale, because yes. It's like...
You're pulling something into your body.
Like, at least your mouth kind of closes but on its own. But like, why is your nose just open and you breathing in all the air in the world? Like, what's the point of wearing a mask?
Boy,
but that's Ghanaians. I didn't mean I don't expect anything crazy from them. I mean I don't expect anything. Yeah, that's exactly what I was expecting. Like, I mean, I'm proud of people for actually wearing the mask. So I was actually surprised a lot of people. Like when you go out into town.
Oh no, everybody has their mask, bitch. Everybody has it in print. It's fabulous. They're getting their lives.
And then, like, the police be stopping people and asking them, where's your mask and stuff. So, I mean, I love
where that. Are all those police people? Because nobody ever stopped me. Well, actually, I stayed in the house for some time, so that's...
Literally, today when I was, like, driving out of East Legon, I saw them stopping cars. But, like, that's great. East Legon, bitch, try again. My second rant is... Wait, I forgot it. I think that's it for the rants, but like, I have a few rants in the topic section. Do you want me to do the honors on our new section names? I'm gonna do it because I'm the one that came up with it.
Okay.
So guys, we have the new section names after like 5 years of this podcast. We finally came up with some names for like
not
our...
Yes. Has it been?
I think it's been 5 years, baby. Six, four actually. Sorry.
Well, we actually have to go and get back, you know what, continue talking whilst I look at when our first episode came out.
I remember it was July 2016. Are you going to fight me?
Like, no, continue
first,
talking.
First episode.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I
thought. Anyway, so our first section is always going to be called, you know, the party report, but we're taking that out because ain't no party happening. But actually the party report this week, what did I do? I got drunk again, but what's new? Our topics and rant section is going to be called What's Topping. Let me take that again. What's Topping.
And it better be some trade, because everybody knows two bottoms can make a top.
Well, in this section, we're talking about, like, what's topping. As in, like, what's the top news? Like, y'all see what I did there. Y'all got it. And in our music section, we're going to call it...
July 2017.
That's what I said.
You said... July 2016.
The SoundCloud episodes came out in 2016. Don't you remember?
Yeah, the SoundCloud episodes came out in 2016.
So the podcast has been out since 2016.
Oh, wow.
Technically.
Oh, bitch, my knees are old.
As I was saying, our music session is going to be called What's Bopping? Get it? What's a Bop? And then our... events and what is happening like during like the week section is going to be called, who can guess it, What's Popping.
Oh my god, I'm so smart.
Like, She's like, right. This shit came to me in, like, a dream.
Okay, call a lot of like,
it really did, and I'm so proud of it. So, yeah, we have, like, names. So, we're going to be moving on to the What's Topping section. Well, I mean, I wish we had some music. So, yeah, this week, I mean, the past 2 weeks, there's been a lot. The internet, there's just something new every day.
It's like, and I miss most of it because all I do is be sleeping. Oh, wait, let me get into my TV section because that's all I'll be doing. So, I think that should be what the party point is. What we are watching. That's what
I said last week.
So, number one, the Modern Family is on,
Netflix, right?
Netflix now. I'm going to start all the way from season one because it's amazing.
I love Modern Family, but I just can't seem to, like, watch it continuously.
I watch it continuously. I love Cam. And then when Cam and,
I love almost everybody on Modern
Italian,
Family.
Everybody's funny, but when Cam and the Italian girl became BFFs for, like, an episode or something, that was the funniest shit on earth. So I'm just going to watch all of that. Also, I don't know why and what happened to me, but one day I was just looking for something to watch whilst I'm going to sleep. Then I started watching The 100, the last season. The 100, I've watched season 1 and season 2. And season 2 made me want to kill myself because it was so bad.
I haven't watched The 100 in so long.
I watched season
2. This man. Oh my god. Wait, sorry.
Where? Send it to me now.
I'll DM it to you.
I was...
What the hell?
What was I even saying? I can't believe you heard that, right? I heard a whoosh.
You heard a what? No, I said what the hell. I can't believe people are this fine. Like, it really makes no sense. Hold on.
We'll get to that. that should have been my rant, actually. So,
That was... You know.
Wait, where are we going to go? Oh, that's, I lost my train of thought. What was I saying?
I don't remember.
So, yes, okay, so Modern Family is there. Okay. I was watching The 100. The 100 season 6 still makes no goddamn sense. But my girl Octavia is still killing bitches, so I'm here for it.
So oh, my God, I haven't watched The 100 since season 1.
I tried season 2. I almost tried to kill myself, I swear. It was so fucking annoying. No, but
I
really
loved it. And the reason why I stopped watching The 100 was because, like...
No, season 1 was great. But after season 1, it just went downhill.
I stopped watching it. I don't know if I went downhill.
Downhill, right? Oh my god, I also heard myself say downhill. I was just like, Lord. Not the cigarette.
I stopped watching it because I was sick of waiting every week for it. So I just figured, till this season is over.
They just went bad. Season 2 was just stupid. Stupid. And apparently some parts, they became cannibals. I was like, Lord, of course. Jeez. I knew this would happen. They're on Earth and there's plants, radioactive plants everywhere, but of course they want to be cannibals. Trash. And then also, my third one is, I want to be Buddha. Why? Because yesterday I was watching YouTube videos, and just the beauty in the world. Just beautiful people. I'm just like, first and foremost, I'm part of those beautiful people.
I like, this computer wasn't open the page, dude. The way I'm suffering. Hold on.
What page? The page that I'm sending the thing to
the
me.
The man.
No, I'm just like, why are people so beautiful? And why am I not paired with one of those beautiful people?
Oh my god, I think he has an OnlyFans. If anybody wants to borrow me $12.99, lend me $12.99. That's it. No, I'll need a 6 months. Wait.
6 months? What are you trying to do? Marry the person? Jeez.
Oh my god. Oh my god, I need a faggot.
Wow. It's Falgo.
How are people so pretty? Like,
I know. Sometimes I wake up and look at myself. I'm just like,
oh, you know what? Hold that thought.
Gorgeous. What? He's short?
No. Watch the video I sent you. I sent it.
On which platform?
Twitter DM.
Okay. Also, Real Housewives of Atlanta, it's going to be amazing! I don't know if any of you are watching, I know you are, but the clips that are coming out are explosive. First and foremost, I always knew Kenya was a fake bitch. I hate her. Actually, you know what? I don't hate Kenya because Kenya is good for television. The person I hate is Candy.
If you listened to the podcast last week, you spent like 10 minutes screaming about how much you hate almost every single bitch on that show.
I do.
You literally you were saying it with so much passion and so much vim.
No, I can't stand Candy. Candy, I just hate her. I just hate her, hate her, hate her. There was a snake in the house. I wanted a snake to bite her so bad. I hate her, I hate her, I hate her, I hate her, I hate her. And then, I don't mind, you know what, Kenya too, I don't like Kenya because Kenya is very problematic. But then Kenya is good for TV, so at least I can respect that. Cynthia, I can't stand that bitch either. I hope she dies a hard and painful death. Okay. I'm watching too much Bob Risky. I don't know why there's an hour of death.
Right? You know, I was trying to ignore it, but...
Why is that hour in death? Why is my internet not working?
And then maybe the busy does really doing the most, because I was thinking it was this computer, but it's not.
But anyway, so fuck them. I'm here for my girl Portia gathering the girls. I'm also here for her having receipts. I'm here for Nini. Nini telling the girls that she's fabulous. Get into it with a snap. That was a moment. I'm here for Kenya telling Marlo and Nini that this one was hilarious. Kenya told Marlo and Nini that when has she ever had a man on Real House of Atlanta except for the time that she was sleeping with the same man with Nini. That was a hot mess, and I remember that mess. Because Nini had some sugar daddy when she divorced her husband. And then, when she left the sugar daddy and went back to her husband, Marlo started dating the sugar daddy, apparently. No proof of that, but apparently Marlo was dating the sugar daddy. So that was that mess. Also, I'm getting into Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, because that show is just hilarious. When Lisa Rinna asks that girl why everybody went up to the bathroom, and she's just going to say it, were y'all going to do cocaine? That cracked me up. Up, crack me up! I was like, who says that? And then they show by the clip, because that's what I do, like, watch Real Housewives, like, fights and whatnot on YouTube. And they showed the clip, and it was literally 2 months ago. So that means this girl has kept it on her mind for 2 motherfucking months.
Well.
Went to a whole different country, because they did their dinner at Beverly Hills. And then she asked her the question in Tokyo. So this is 2 months ago. I'm just like, girl, you just want to create drama. How do you ask somebody? And the whole dinner table got up. It was like 20 people. Everybody got up and left her and I think her husband. So how does everybody get up and go and do cocaine in the bathroom? And just leave you and your husband there? Does that make sense?
Well.
She just wanted to start drama. And I love Lisa Rinna for that. She's my girl. Erica James is my girl for dressing up unnecessarily fabulous. For absolutely no good reason. Now I'm done.
Fucking Zoom.
You know, that girl does just stuff for no good reason at all. Like, I'm like, girl, why are you going? Nowhere.
Zoom?
A Zoom?
They were in Disney, isn't that what they were filming that soon on?
Nah, I don't know even the Zoom. No. I think Beverly Hills just started again. The season of Beverly Hills just started showing.
Oh.
So they're not ready for the Zoom. And they tried to do my girl dirty, my girl Nini dirty, by saying that...
I was watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and it seems like they're also going to have an episode of Zoom episode. It seems like every TV show is going to have a Zoom episode these days.
Oh my god, the Atlanta episode, the Atlanta reunion, why are you talking too much? They mute you all. So nasty and so rude. Why do they mute you? Like, if you're talking too much, they'll just mute you. And they'll just mute you.
Jeez.
It's so rude. But yeah, didn't they already film, like, all of... Keeping Up with the Kardashians before they start showing it, or they're just adding a Zoom episode to it?
Basically, that's what they are doing, because at the end, they were talking about how one of their family members has the coronavirus, and Kylie was like, I can't believe it's someone so close to home.
Okay. Which family member?
Girl, we'll find out in what, like 6 weeks?
Boy.
Literally, they have so many episodes, like they are now in Christmas. Like, yeah, the episode I just watched was the Christmas episode, so...
I stopped watching that because I just got bored.
I know I love Keeping Up. I'm a very frequent, like, watcher of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. They are my family. Mm. I love them with all my heart.
Moving on.
What did I watch this week? I don't even remember. You know, I've watched a few movies. Still watching Hannah Montana. What else am I watching? I'm still watching Homeland. I'm trying to get into Hollywood because everybody's talking about it. But like, I can't
watch I already watched Hollywood. It was good.
I can't watch another TV show till like I finish Homeland.
Hollywood is actually very quick. I think it was like a couple episodes.
I want to get Homeland done with. Like, I want to finish it. Like, I've been watching it for too long.
Homeland worked on my last nerve in season one, so I didn't even go to season two.
Season one was actually amazing. You're just a hater.
The girl was just working my last goddamn nerve.
The girl I'm is just like, annoying.
You are so irritating.
So what else is left? I have to watch Schitt's Creed.
Like, it's 9 o'clock. If I'm going to order KFC, I might as well order it now.
You might as well, because they're going to be closed. So yeah, I think that's all I'm watching. Not really much. Netflix releases something new every brand new week.
Oh, I love it. I love it. They're keeping us entertained.
Nicki Minaj is crazy. But anyways, we're going to get into the what's topping now, because I'm going to start with that. The girls are fighting. The girls
I saw that are somewhere.
Fighting.
I saw that on my porn page. Somebody tweeted the girls are fighting. I was just like, where?
The girls are always fighting. But this one in particular, the girls are fighting for the number one spot on the Billboard charts.
Right.
And it says between Doja Cat and Nicki Minaj and Beyonce and Megan Thee Stallion. They both released remixes last week. One was better definitely than the other.
Which one was better for you?
Say So is a better song. The remix is trash.
Oh my god. Okay.
Uh-huh. Savage is a trash song. The remix is amazing. Like, that's it. That is it.
You know, the funny thing for me is I like the Say So remix a little, just a tiny, tiny, tiny bit better than the Savage remix.
Really? I don't like the Say So remix at all.
I like the Savage remix.
The funny thing is, the day that the remix was supposed to come out, the first version of the remix came out on Spotify. That was very normal Nicki Minaj remix. The song starts, she raps her rap, and she gets the fuck out. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. And then she updated it and did this version, which the beats breaks down, and then she raps, and then Doja sings the whole song, sings her rap. Actually, Doja took out one verse out of it. The new, this thing, which is one of literally the best parts of Say So, but whatever. And then Nicki Minaj raps again at the end, and then the song is over, and sings. Oh, ew. That even makes the song worse. But, yeah, I don't like
it. I feel like the singing of Beyonce on Savage took away from the savageness of it.
That is what I love more. I'm a savage. I'm a savage. What? The fact that she sings it, Lil, I'm a savage. I'm a savage. I'm a savage. Do you understand that? Okay. Everything about it, because me, the Savage song, I never really liked it anyways. Like, it really wasn't, it was because I used to hear it all the time on TikTok. I never really liked the song. But Beyonce added that je ne sais quoi. Someone on Twitter said, je ne sais quoi. That Beyonce just added that. But now, it's like their number one thing, you know?
What do you mean? The person said what, Jenny Sequa?
Jenny Sequa.
Spell it.
Jenny Sequa.
Qua. Trash!
So the girl's fighting for the number one. Me, like right now, I can't decide who deserves the number one more. They both deserve it.
Wait, Nicki Minaj says they have the number one, well, at least in Ghana and the US. Like, she just posted that Say So has number one in Ghana, US. I just saw that right before this call.
She's literally now shouting out countries. She knows exactly what she's doing. Why is she shouting out countries?
She does that all the time.
But it's like, actually, them countries don't even matter. It's actually only about the UK, the US.
But the US, she's number one in the US, apparently.
Yeah, it's number one in the US now. And Savage is number two. But so the Billboard, every week, Billboard does basic predictions. Like, actually, music bloggers do predictions where they basically, most of the time, they're actually accurate. And they said Savage was going to go number one. They announced that last night. When they woke up this morning, Say So is number one. it is leading the iTunes, like, copies. Like, you can check how many copies that is selling, and it is leading so much. So the Beyoncé stans believe that the Nicki Minaj stans are doing something illegal, and they have already called Billboard. Like, they've literally been fighting the whole week.
No, but everybody knows Beyoncé doesn't
care about number one.
Like, she doesn't chart well.
She doesn't chart well. So this will be her first number one this decade, first of all.
It will Boy!
Be her first number one since Perfect, which came out in, like, what, 2016? And before that was Single Ladies. Like, Beyoncé doesn't get number ones. Exactly. But that is other than Beyoncé. Like, the girls are fighting for Nicki Minaj because Nicki Minaj has never had a number one.
Ever. Really?
Yeah. Nicki Minaj is literally the only person in the whole, like, industry left that doesn't have a number one.
I thought Nicki Minaj has number ones.
She doesn't. All her songs went number two. Anaconda was the closest. Super Bass number two. Anaconda number two. You know? She always gets blocked. If her fans put this much work into what they are doing now, I'm sure she could have gotten number one back then. Because literally, if you go and tweet something right now and you tweet Barbs or you tweet Nicki Minaj, and they search the tweet and they find you, they're bullying that they'll bully you.
Boy.
It's not a joke. But anyways, now it has come to the fact that I feel like Doja kind of deserves this number one more than Megan does. Because Megan does not have a debut album, first of all. This is just a mixtape single that Beyoncé decided to jump on. I know that getting this number one will be everything, but the fact that she already has a Beyoncé feature should be everything. But I get that a number one would be everything. But then I feel like Doja deserves it more because Say So is already a great song on its own. It literally did not need Nicki Minaj.
Exactly.
It did not need Nicki Minaj at all. So, like, it's like, but I don't want it to go number one for people to think that it only went number one because of Nicki Minaj. Like, that's what I don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it can't be that number one song because of Nicki Minaj. Cause the song was already number three on, it's already number three on the Billboard charts. Anyways. Like, it would have probably gone number one anyways.
No, Say So had a beautiful song.
It's, you know, literally the, it was the best, it's actually, I can't say it's the best song on Doja's album, cause I love Doja's album. And exactly, that's why I feel like Doja deserves this number one, cause her album is amazing. Like, her album from beginning to end is amazing. But then at the same time too, she has a lot more hits on the album that could actually go number one. Nicki Minaj is doing this intentionally and doing this Q&A on Twitter right now, so yeah, it sounds acting more crazy. That's so wild though. But well, all Beyonce has to do is, the funny thing, all Beyonce too has to do is tweet about, post an Instagram about this Savage remix, and then it's over.
It's really, no, but then people have been, you know, first of all, Beyonce ain't gonna do that. That bitch doesn't.
Exactly, that's the annoying thing. She's not gonna do it. Like, she literally hasn't posted about this remix. She hasn't acknowledged it in any way whatsoever. Someone was saying Beyonce probably doesn't even know this. She did a Savage remix. She probably has no idea.
Jay-Z probably just emailed it to American real quick. Was like,
Blue Ivy was just recording her mom's singing at home, put it on a beat, and sent it to Megan.
Right?
Like, But I mean, we'll see who, we'll find out on Monday. I mean, it's probably going to be the most glorious day on Stan Twitter. It's going to be a mess. It's going to be crazy. I cannot wait.
Oh, yeah. Another thing people should watch is Making the Cut. I started watching that today, and I've been dying.
I've seen a lot of people talking about that show.
It's so hilarious. Naomi's just, like, I just started coming down the runway, and Naomi already saw it, and she started screaming, no. I was just like, girl, let it get close at least. She was like, no, ma'am. At one outfit, she was like, I wouldn't even put that on my mother.
Wow.
It was so funny. I loved it. Naomi cracks me up.
That's so
I was gonna say, I had one topic.
Yeah.
But I forgot it.
Okay, my second topic, since we don't remember, is basically, so the past week, there's been a lot of, you know, talk.
Yes, about... yes, hold on, let me do my second topic. Have you seen, the girls reading Tyra Banks for film for
that's
the past,
exactly
like, 2 weeks?
That's exactly what I was about to blend into. So basically, the topic that I wanted to discuss is cancel culture. Girl, the girls want us to cancel Tyra Banks. And
no,
I understand.
Just ungrateful.
See, I understand where everybody's coming from. Like, the videos that have been coming out, Tyra was awful. She said a lot of stupid shit. But back then, we didn't give a fuck. We were watching this still. Like...
No, let me tell you. Back then... You know what?
Like, when did America...
Jermaine said something that made so much sense. Jermaine was just... Girl, that's a long time ago. Let me go with it.
Exactly. Okay,
Jermaine said back then, that is when... that is what was... The tea.
It was.
And back then they wouldn't book a girl who had a gap.
That's right. That one, you see me in line. She really didn't.
No, she won. Danielle.
See, the girl did end up winning, but like, she wasn't lying when she said that.
Yeah, but I went to the girl, it started in 2003. I went to the girl's page, and she's still modeling, she still looks good. But then, and everybody's like, nobody really became famous off AMTM. Ava Marcel became famous off AMTM.
Ava Marcel is an F-lister, baby.
And the thing is, back when she finished AMTM, she was in TV shows. She had a lot of modeling gigs. If you actually go, because for me, especially when I was younger, there was this website, which I missed so much. That literally had all the ANTM girls and all their editorials and pictures and
stuff. I remember it was a live journal.
No, mine wasn't a live, mine was an actual website.
I remember that website. Anyways, I thought it was a live journal. I remember that website.
So, yeah, like the girls kept on booking jobs.
But
like,
they weren't doing
working.
Supermodel things. They were doing basic model things.
It's not basic model things if you book a makeup campaign. Like, after Ava Marcel did her CoverGirl campaign, the one she won on AMTM, she did two more. She was on TV. Some of the girls were... one of Annalise has segued into acting now. Now she's doing a lot of acting roles. Let me Google Annalise and see what movie she was in. She's in a lot of, like, really big movies. The thing is, hey, if you come out and you think because you're AMTM... The girls are not going, they're just going to bow down to you. They are not. The industry is a dog-eat-dog industry. And people already hate you for the fact that you're already famous and you're AMTM. People hated the Kylie, whatever her name. What's the other one's name? What's her name?
Who?
Kendall. Because she was already famous and came into the industry. But then her she's lucky because her family is more powerful. AMTM is not powerful enough to... sustain you and give you like a good ass career and vocal covers. So y'all should leave Tyra Banks the fuck alone.
They're basically just coming for her for most of the like offensive things that
people are just bored, honestly.
That are offensive, but it's like all these things. There's so many. Like, if you like, I was telling somebody recently that if you watch Sex and the City, there were so many offensive fucking things that they said inside.
No, but even if you watch TV,
if you watch old television, even Friends, literally, even Friends. Like, they had to remove a couple of Friends episodes to the before they put them on shaming sites because they were, like, offensive.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Friends was not offensive.
I mean, they removed scenes. Like, the specific scenes in, like, some TV shows that, like, it's like... But that was the... Like, back then, no one watched it and thought, what the fuck? You just kept it moving. Or, like...
Exactly. Because I was watching, I just finished, you know, I just finished watching the podcast and I finished watching Eve.
Yes, oh my
and
god,
there
the podcast.
So many, the
cringe moment.
So much homophobic and transphobic moments.
Yes, oh my god, yes, I remember.
There was a scene when, Countess Vaughn left. Hey, mama! Dang! Countess Vaughn passed me up! Party! Let's party! So anyway, she moved to her apartment with her wife, best friend, and then the lead girl was the person who owned the apartment manager, whatnot, was trans. Beautiful trans girl, like Playboy Bunny. Beautiful blonde, blue-eyed,
oh
beautiful
God,
girl. And then the friend wanted to date him, and they would just a transphobic comments. She got a roommate who was gay, and
gay party.
I was just like, what is all this homophobic, transphobic shit? And as usual, the early 2000s, late 1990s were full of sitcoms with one hyper feminine, crazy gay person played by a straight person.
Yeah.
And it was just all like, the time. No, no, ma'am, no.
That is how it was. You can't go back and change it. Like, now, of course, people have learned, people have grown. And that's just what I was saying, like, the cancel culture thing is getting really annoying, and it's getting really, like, this YouTube, UK YouTube girl that they literally canceled, made her delete her YouTube, her Instagram, her Twitter, and stuff. Like, this girl's tweets were from, like, 2011 or 2012. Like, I feel like there should be a year that is cut off.
My bad. I want to make a correction. The girl was not called Annalise. The girl from ANT that's an actress now. She's called Annalee Tipton. I think she changed her name or something.
Annalee. She was called Annalee.
She's called Annalee, yeah. Not Annalise, Annalee.
L-E-I-G-H.
Yeah, E-I-G-H, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I thought. I remember that girl.
Continue. Which YouTube girl has been cancelled?
Some UK girl that I actually finally coincidentally started watching a few months ago. She's called Nella Rose. She's like funny. She's like funny, and she like puts a lot of memes in her videos, so she's kind of like, it's kind of funny. And they went to dig up her tweets from like, literally like the tweets from like 2011 or something.
Oh, she's black?
Yeah, she's black. And this girl was like, she said she was 12. They have literally, like, ruined this whole girl's whole life. And now some people are, like, trying to come back from it. I'm like, when you people were making up this tweet was from 2011. Nobody in this... And the funny thing is, most of the people that were pulling up the tweets, somebody will go and pull up a tweet trying to call the person, the girl out, and someone will search that same person's tweet and call the person trying to call the person out. So it was literally, like, just everybody calling each other out. And it was, like, it was so obvious. It was, like, back then, nobody can say that they had sense. Like, they have sense. They are not as forward as they are today. No one can tell me they were 100% so fucking woke in 2009. Nobody can tell me.
Well, I have never tweeted any dumb shit.
You're surprised when you search it.
But I don't tweet nothing. Like, you know, I don't tweet. I'd rather call somebody or text it to somebody. That I actually
but like
tweet.
Back then,
because I say a lot of dumb shit, a lot of racist shit.
Exactly,
I do.
Have you googled? Have you searched your tweets? Have you searched your tweet from? But actually, you created a new account.
I went back to my old account. Remember, I had a new account, and I use my new account for porn now.
Oh my god!
Anyway. I said what I said in a minute. Let me search my thingy for.
Honestly, when you're there, just keep randomly searching like. Random things. Like, I mean, I don't have a lot of offensive tweets, but like, there are some dumb ones that I've had to delete. But me, as soon as
I'm, you know what, I would never say I'm not going, like, I never have one.
And the funny thing is, that's why I feel like I would never delete my old tweets, because it's like, I have grown from that. I'm not that person that I was in 2010. Of course, I'm busier and I'm cuntier and I will beat you up. But like, of course, I'm not in the same mindset. I'm not in the same thing. So if someone pulls up tweets like that from 10 years ago, I'm not going to feel
do you find
any
tweets
type
from
of...
10 years ago, actually.
I mean, if you want to search it, so you have to type from column and then your username and then you have to type a keyword that you are searching for. You can't just search every single tweet.
Okay. All right.
But I mean, I've decided that if I actually start becoming famous, I'm going to delete my tweets immediately. But then the funny thing is, you never know when that day is going to come.
Right? Look at the... Ain't Jesus good?
What?
Ain't Jesus good? I've never used the word fag on my own Twitter.
Fag?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bitch, I used to say that all the time. Bitch, I'm not deleting those. Oh, bitch. Fag, they didn't go... I tweeted fag last week. What are you talking about? That doesn't count. But like, and let me see. I don't. I don't even know what, like, what kind of, what's offensive these days that you can search for.
In 2016, I tweeted someone take my phone away from me. My hormones are on rampage. They probably were. It was 2016.
They probably were. And it's like, okay, so the girl, most of the girl's tweets were about how she hates dark-skinned babes. So,
but isn't she dark?
She was. And she was, she literally, her YouTube apology was actually, like, very, like, understanding. She was like, she was being, like, she was, she hated being African. She hated, like, everybody in the school was making fun of Africans. And she, so, of course, she didn't want to be African. She wanted to, you know, be something else. So, she started making fun of the darker girls to make herself feel better. And, like, her apology made so much more sense. Like, so much sense. Like, the girl was, what, 11, 12. Of course, she was tweeting dumb shit from her BlackBerry Bold. Of course. Like, it's so funny how I literally tweeted a faggot, like, last week.
You know, I'm actually looking at things, and I actually haven't tweeted a lot of like, racial.
You, see, you, have you never, it's said, maybe, you, see, that's the thing, someone, Bebe, I think Bebe was saying this, that you never know what is going to be offensive in the next year, or in the next 2 years.
That's true.
Bebe is always making
fun of. But hey, I cannot be offensive, I'm black.
Yeah, the black people are not the same people that will turn on you. Like, just as they did to this girl. It was actually black people who turned on her. It wasn't even white people.
Boy.
It wasn't even white people. Like, it was literally the same black people that were bringing her down for coming for white people 2,000 years, black people 2,000 years ago. And, like, that's what people tweeted, that the day that they start to say that Azonto is a bad word is the day that everybody's going to get him, because Bebe likes to call people Azonto a lot. And already, I thought they said Azonto was a derogatory. What is the word?
Derogatory. Azonto just means like a, I guess Azonto means like a low class whore.
No, it means like a low class.
Oh, just like
person.
Ghetto. Yeah, a ghetto person. Just like ghetto, like the Bronx.
But apparently, like, that word is actually already offensive in Ghana. Oh, some people, last time I said that to somebody, they told me that it was offensive. I was like,
I just hopped on YouTube. Just a segue, and I just saw my man, Maluma's, is on Architectural Digest, and I've already been to his house.
Ooh.
Because Maluma.
Really?
And I'm tearing up!
Oh, I need to go and watch that. Is it the home video thing?
The home video ones. I'm just tearing up! Ooh, he fine!
There's some guy that I see on Twitter that looks just like him. They literally could be twins.
I'm good now. Funny. No, I'm not. I need a break.
Because you're not normal.
Anyway, continue.
So the cancel culture thing there is me. I wonder what's like, if anything they can get me with. If this they are gonna tell.
Luckily for me, I've never been like that. Let's go tweet something kind of person. So. Yeah, like, well, I never know.
See, I can't search all my tweets. And actually, I think I deleted my tweets in 20. I mean, I've had Twitter since, what, 2008? I have a different account. This new account, at some point, I deleted my tweets. But I think it was, like, 2015 or 2014. So, 2013, 2012, 2011, all don't exist.
Yeah.
And that's when I was my messiest, so... That's when I was, like, a stan. Why? That's when I used to send... That's when I used to send celebrities death threats.
Oh, man.
Oh my god, actually, come to think of it, my old Twitter is where the juice is at. That's where, let me see something. Let me search.
Oh, do you know you could get a booty scrub for,
A booty scrub?
Yeah, like the one Bob Risky has in Ghana.
Bob Risky
it's 150 has... cities.
I'm confused. What?
No, you know Bob Risky does booty scrubs, right? Like, he scrubs his booty with, like, sugar and whatnot. Apparently, you can get some here.
I can do it at my house. I don't need somebody to do it for me.
I just want somebody to go in there and, like, scrub it, bleach my asshole and everything.
Wow.
That's just by the side, by the way.
I'm trying to find...
Oh, also, another thing I want to talk about is, it's also low-key cancel culture because people are also coming for Jackie Anna.
Oh, Takiana, they try to come for her every week. I've kind of noticed. But Beyonce's fans have actually cancelled Takiana because they followed some tweets that she tweeted a few years ago about how Beyonce was overrated and all that. And she didn't like Beyonce like that. Like, it's like...
You know what? I actually never really liked this bitch.
You
by this bitch,
really
I mean Takiana.
Give it up.
Yeah.
Give it up. You never really liked the girl.
But then with this... With this, I'm gonna side with her. So she did a thing with what do you call it? She did a review of Fenty's blushes and bronzers, mm-hmm. and basically she said the blushes were not showing up on her skin tone, which they weren't. I was watching it, and then she was saying the blushes made her pores look bigger because it's very oily. And I was literally the funny thing. Immediately I was watching it. I told Jason that, like, he should look at her, because I was watching it with Jason, and I was like, he should look at her pores, why is it, like, why is her pores, like, so big in that, like, the section where the thing is, and then she tweeted about it, I was like, well, just like I thought, an MUA, I'm certified. So the girls were coming for her for just speaking the tea, and I'm just like, just because it's Rihanna doesn't mean all her products are gonna be good, some of her products
exactly.
are amazing.
Exactly. But the girls don't like that. The girls don't
yeah.
like that.
Right? I told the stands don't like that. The kids.
Girl.
Sometimes it's not gonna be good. And if it's not good, let me say, just because it didn't work for Jackiana, that doesn't mean it won't work for me.
Exactly.
Because we have different skin tones, we have different undertones, we have different
whatnot. The stands gonna upset because it's like, most of the time when people do videos like that, it kind of fucks up the person's bag.
No,
like,
you know
like
how
gonna
many,
buy anyway.
Anyway, exactly. And do you know how many times Jackiana actually for that goddamn tutorials? She cleaned her face and put on foundation like 300 times. And even I was even exhausted.
Girl.
Because she wanted to do it without foundation on. Like, she wanted to do it on bare skin because she was like, maybe it will look better on bare skin. So she wanted to do it on bare skin. She wanted to do it on foundation. And all of it, most of the things she was in, I get the thing. It's a light blush. It's not supposed to be, like, that pigmented, I feel like. But then the girls were not having it with Jackie. They were dragging her for that motherfucking filth.
Of course they won't have it, girl. Don't play
but
with
But back to this culture thingy. Let me tell you. This culture thing means nothing. And do you know why it means nothing?
Yeah.
It means nothing because y'all have tried to cancel my girl, Jeffree Star.
Girl, Jeffree Star has been cancelled, girl. You can give it up.
But she's still on there. She still has her views.
Been just you like you watching his video.
Well, not just me, because there's millions of views, and you know I don't watch it more than one time. But okay, no, I'm lying. Sometimes I watch it more than once.
Look at that.
Just in case I want to go back.
Look at that.
But still, just because people want to cancel you, that doesn't mean it's gonna happen. So don't this girl who deleted her motherfucking Twitter and all. She should have just paid them no money. She should have come out.
That's exactly. That's the funny thing. That's the thing that I feel like she did wrong on her side. I was like, on her YouTube, she talks a big game. She likes to, you know, she's a bad bitch. No one can tell her shit. She's that. But I was like, me, if I got caught in some shit like this, nobody's getting any shit from me. Nobody's getting an iOS press release from me. I'm going to say it is what it is. It is what it is. I said what I said.
I said what I said in a minute.
I didn't mean it. I mean no, then I meant it. Back then I meant
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I said
I
what
don't.
I said then and I meant it then.
Nobody
can People
do
can
shit.
Grow.
Period. I've grown. Period. And that's it. Nobody can do shit. This girl, she's getting, they're deleting her Instagram and her Twitter was so unnecessary. Like your her apology too was amazing. Like she did that YouTube thing where addressing the tweets, you know, with a thumbnail. It was everything, but like, if you give in to the people and make them like feel like they have actually defeated you, that's when they will stomp on you more. But me,
exactly.
I'm a bad bitch.
Exactly.
I'm sending my tweets, and on August 30th, 2017, I tweeted, "I aspire to be a full faggot." Wow. Wow. Just wow.
What a fucking moron.
I love it. But yeah, they can cancel me for that, I guess. You know, at some point, the gays were cancelled, but look at them. They bloomed.
Right, right.
No one was having this gay shit. They really don't.
And now Netflix gonna have a new TV show without putting a gay nigga on there.
Girl, sometimes I'd be tired because sometimes I'm just like, girl,
what's she doing there?
What's this?
What's she doing there?
What's her purpose? What's her purpose?
You know what I'm actually obsessed with now that I'm watching right now?
What?
You see that surgery that this girl went to get? Bella Hadid.
Oh yeah, the whole body.
The fox eye.
Oh yeah, that's what I told you that if I get money, I'm getting. I have been telling you.
I'm obsessed with, like, I have beautiful eyes, so I'm obsessed with it, doing it with makeup.
Girl.
Apparently, it's all just concealer. You can just conceal and just contour your eye to look like
girl,
that.
But when I wake up in the morning, will I look like that?
Well, I like how I look when I wake up.
I like how I look on makeup, but, like, it doesn't matter. I can look cute. I can look like that with, like, a little eyelid.
Right? Just a little bit. Just a touch.
Girl. I could bet my life that the Say So remix is not number one in Ghana, though.
It probably is, because I play it, like, every day.
But your account is not even Ghanaian, though.
It's what?
Where do you play it?
Spotify.
Exactly, and it's not Ghanaian, so it doesn't come to the Ghanaian soul, baby.
Oh, actually, that's true. I play on Spotify and Apple and Tidal, actually. Actually, I play mostly on Tidal because I wanted to hear Claire.
Exactly, so that doesn't come to the Ghana Apple store in any way whatsoever. And I swear to God, Joby's album is Joby's single is number one. But anyways, whatever.
JT has a single?
He has a new EP out that we're going to talk about in the What's Bopping segment. Okay, so I think we're done with this thing. Lady Gaga, girl, but whatever. I don't know.
Okay, Lady Gaga, can you please reduce the t-shirts?
To release it just in a month, but whatever. I guess we'll wait.
Wait, she's releasing it when? On the 26th?
29th of May.
29th, yeah. What is this month? And also, how dare Lady Gaga tell me that her things are going to ship in 4 to 5 weeks? One Pat McGrath is shipping within days.
That's exactly when the album comes out. So obviously they're gonna give you the album too.
No, I don't want the album, so you can ship it without the album. But I suppose this Spotify. Do you know what I wanna get? I wanna get the Chromatica thong. The neon pink one.
I was telling you on the phone that you should get it.
Y'all just want me to be poor. That's what y'all want me. Cause right now my card is a t-shirt, cause I wanna get a t-shirt, the one that she's bent with her legs open in. And I want to get a Chromatica thong. And that's like $48. I'm just like, do I want to spend $48 on a t-shirt and a thong? Yes, I do.
I've never really been into celebrity merch, so.
But this t-shirt is pretty. You will love this t-shirt.
I have an Ariana Grande t-shirt that I keep forgetting about. That my good sis Chrissy got for me. That I always forget to wear. When they finally let us back outside, I think that's what I'm going to wear.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, like, this is my second look, because I already have my first look down.
Bro, my first
and I want to get the Pat McGrath fetish eye pin for my first look. Just, like, a little Pat McGrath. Oh, my.
I want to get my ring light, but, like, I don't want to wait 2 weeks for
it. Why are you going? Nowhere. You can get it in Ghanaian stores, actually. We'll talk about this off the thingy.
I already Googled. Now, I've Googled it. None of them have some available. Apparently, they're all coming next week. But anyways, we'll talk about this later. So let's move on.
So now we are into What's Bopping.
What's Bopping?
And also, it's almost an hour on the phone call. So I don't know if it's going to end or not. But if it does, we'll just pause it and then continue. Continue.
So the only song I really have here to talk about is the Joey B album. The Joy B album is cute. Since you said it's not an album, it's not an EP too. It's just a collection of songs.
I didn't even know Jay-Z got a whole album out.
It's not an album. It's basically as many songs as an EP, but he doesn't want to call it an EP because apparently it's just a collection of songs. Because I know what he means. He means the songs don't go together. It's just a random compilation of songs. So he doesn't want to call it an EP, but you can still call it something like that's an EP because it's that short. The point of an EP is the length. But anyways, love it. There's some song on it with Papi Kodjo and EL. It's a fucking bop.
I can't Jay Z,
Papi Kodjo and EL. Bitch, who said Jay Z?
No, the whole time I was telling you said Jay Z had a new album out.
I said Joey B.
Lord,
Girl. I was like, when did Beyonce's... No, girl. I was actually shook for a minute. I was like, when did Beyonce's husband start doing this?
Girl, I'm talking about Joey B. Ghana's own Joey B, bitch.
Oh, okay, cute.
There's some song on it called... What's it called? Hot something. Hey, the way it's about... And the way they rap their ass, oh, too hard. It's such a bop. I live. But anyways, as much as I think the album is cute, and it's a cute, what, 3 out of 5 stars. Let me not push it. 2.5 out of 5 stars. Cute girl. Beautiful gowns. There's a song on it called Parkwissy. I hate that song so much with my chest. I've never hated a song like that in my life.
Why? What does it say?
It is a sample of Ofoyam Ponsa, Ofoyam Ponsa's song Par Kofi Bae. Par Kofi Bae by Ofoyam Ponsa is literally my favorite song in the entire world. It is that song that when I was a kid, my mother used to play all the time. I lost it. And one time I was sitting, just this December, I was sitting, like that song actually rings in my head at random times of my day. But one time I was sitting in an Uber because I'd been looking this whole time, I thought it was a, it was a Daddy Lumba song. So I thought, like, I don't know which album that it was on. But it turns out it was a Ofoyam Ponsa song. And one time I was just sitting in an Uber randomly and the song came on. You should have seen me in the Uber. Literally, that day was probably one of the happiest days of my life. I shazammed it and it showed up.
These people I think I remember you telling me.
Yeah, these people are going to sample the song.
Oh my god, I remember who I wanted to talk about in the thingy. Adele.
Yeah. Oh my god, yes, we'll get into that. Fuck, I forgot about that.
Alright, let's finish what's popping and then we'll just touch on the fact that she looks stunning.
And they've got to sample the song and our Jay-Z is on it singing about Parkwissy Bae. When, fuck off. They said, Ofoyam Ponsa said Kofi. Don't go and sing about anybody else. I don't know why these new kids, these new girls are trying to sample all these old Daddy Numba songs. I mean, that Asap on this song was cute. It was a cute girl. We love it.
It's a bop.
That doesn't mean all of you should come and do it. No one wants it. I don't want it.
Right.
Nobody should come and sample Daddy Numba and Ofoyam Ponsa song. No one wants it. The original is better. The original is forever going to be better. I literally removed that song. Nowadays, you can like hide songs on Spotify. I've hidden the song. I don't want to see it in my life again. I don't want to hear it anyway. And that's from fucking period.
Boy,
let's talk about Adele, girl. I don't know why people are freaking out. You know Adele has been skinny for more than a year now. It's actually been like 2 years.
What?
Adele has been skinny for like 2 years now.
She has been, and everybody's just gagging.
I don't know why everybody did not go and see the previous pictures on her Instagram.
No, but then now she's skinny.
But anyway, she was like, that's her skinny. But anyway. Girls were being fake mad, fake, oh my god, we're routing. God forbid that you people like skinny Adele. The internet was literally in shambles.
Oh my god, money, shut the fuck up.
Think, right, you can hear his dumb ass. The people are mad because we said Adele looks good. Did you see the number of think pieces on the internet? Because people were saying that It is fat phobic that we are saying Adele looks good.
I saw that. I was just like, somebody can look good fat and skinny.
Someone said Adele has always been beautiful. She doesn't know why we're picking on her. When has any of us ever? No, but Adele is literally the most loved musician in the world. Like, right? No, I don't think I've met anybody who hates Adele before.
Right? People hate Beyonce.
People hate Beyonce. But nobody hates Adele. I don't think I've met anybody in this world who hates Adele before. Like, how do you say Adele? We literally loved Adele at her chubbiest. We lived her. We would carry
rolling
her.
Rolling in the... oh my god, what's that song? The first Adele song I heard. It wasn't Rolling in the Deep.
Chasing Pavement.
Cold Blooded. Cold Shoulder. That was the first Adele song. That was like on 19. I was like, this bitch is fat, but she can sing!
The first Adele song I ever... I think it was Chasing Pavement, but the first Adele... song I
actually loved I think
with my chest was Make You Feel My Love. Bitch, that song, if you sing it right now, I'll cry. I will cry. And if me come and I literally
That song's a bop.
Triggered. What? So, like, I don't understand why the girls were being, like, but I understood it. Oh, everybody that was fake mad was a white woman. And she was fat. Everybody that was mad was someone who was fat.
Of course.
Everybody. So, like, I understood it. Like, they felt some type of way. But it's like, she looked good then, she looks good now. She almost looks like you could barely recognize her though. Did you catch that? Like, I bet you could. She looks
no, she different. Still looks good. She still looks like Adele.
But like, her face has really changed. That's what I meant.
Her face has changed in the sense that now, like, of course, where fat was now is more hollow, so she has higher cheekbones. You can see her jawline now. Like, she has a really beautiful structured face.
Exactly. She still looks like
she still looks like Adele.
I love that.
Her face still looks fat.
But then everybody was like wondering, like, did she get surgery? Did she work out? Like, that's what other girls are trying to find out.
But even if she got surgery or she worked out, so motherfucking what?
Right? But what do you think? I just want to know.
I feel like she probably got a little something done.
A little nip and tuck.
A little nip and tuck. Because then if she can get this skinny, sometimes you just need a little help. The thing is, I don't start working out though. So
She actually did start working out. Because when 2-3 years ago, she was skinny.
Exactly, she was skinny. She was working out more and more every day. Especially on their car thingy, which is a fucking lie because they're actually not driving. They are just sitting on something being pulled around. Capo karaoke.
That's insane. I know when the fuck, that stupid shit won an Emmy over Homecoming. Well, whatever.
No, but that show is really good though.
But girl, was it better than Homecoming?
No.
Exactly.
But let's move on from that.
fuck James Corden.
When she was doing that, she said she was on there, like, she was exercising, like, 5 times a week, or, like, 6 times a week.
Yeah.
So this bitch has actually been working for this body, so you don't leave my girl alone.
And, yeah.
And also, I think I'm this close to buying this t-shirt. This close. I'm just, like, on the website just looking at it.
You have no self-control.
I really don't. I'm not even gonna lie.
Adele just needs to, you know, release the new music. Let's see what we're working with, girl.
Give me the new bobs.
What other bobs are there? Soon, though.
Of course, she better.
Because her makeup artist was like talking about like something's coming. I wonder if she's gonna give us a pop era with like choreography. Oh my god, I would live.
If Adele gives us choreography, I will actually die.
I would gag.
I would die.
Oh my god, I would gag like crazy. Like, it's not even a joke. Oh my god, these noodles look amazing. Wow. I also wanted to mention that Bri Runway is iconic. She is the moment. She is a legend. And I wanted to say something on this podcast that I feel like I couldn't tweet it, so I'm gonna say Bri Runway is everything Normani wants to be and more. Or everything everybody wants Normani to be and more.
No, I don't see that.
I think so. She's a great dancer.
If you said Tinashe, I would have been like, yeah.
No, Tinashe is a great dancer. Period. That's it. Normani is a great dancer, but she's not a great singer. My girl Bri is a great singer and dancer.
But Tinashe can sing.
And she can do choreography and sing on top of it. Tinashe can sing, but girl, Tinashe can hit high notes. Do you know the notes that... Did you listen to Bri Runway's Paparazzi cover?
No, I did. I saw it on Twitter.
She can sing as high as Lady Gaga. And that's my girl.
I saw it too. It's really good.
Normani could never do that. Bri Runway... But I say that as in... Everybody, I can see... Like, I follow a lot of people who, like... I was pushing for Normani, but it seems like Normani is... She's just too caught in her head. And it's so obvious she's really caught in her head. But anyways, Bri Runway is doing she's giving visual. She's giving...
No, her visuals are on point.
Girl,
her visuals are very good.
The Damn Daniel song is a fucking bop. The visual is everything. And she shot the video at home.
Yeah, I saw that.
She recorded a song also at home. Like, this girl, like, I'm living for all the girls who are making the most out of this quarantine to put out amazing shit. Like, Dua Lipa putting out performances almost every fucking week. Covers every week. I'm living for it. Normani is nowhere to be found. I'm not trying to compare the girls, but I want everybody to give my girl Brie the same attention that they are giving Normani. Because let's say my girl Brie runway went on Instagram Live and put on a fucking show, bitch.
She no, but then, they, I feel like they are. But then, the thing is, it's a difference. It's like, that reminds me of a conversation I was having with Jermaine yesterday. Because he was like, he's not, he doesn't stand for Little Mix. And no, I was just
I don't like them too.
I was just like, just because you think you don't stand for Little Mix, that doesn't mean Little Mix is not big. Like, they are big in the UK to just having, like, really crossed over to America, I guess.
The UK music industry and the US music industry is actually very fucking different. It's supposed to be number one in the UK for fucking weeks and it will not even touch the top 50 in America. It's always so stupid and crazy. Like Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa's album has been number one in the UK for like 5 weeks. It's out of the top 10 in the US. Like, the girls are not living. But then that always makes me think that the UK has always had taste, to be quite honest.
It's hard to be number one in the UK. Apparently.
It is, and that exactly. So if a song is number one, it means that they have taste. They actually have taste. The UK, the US just be giving anybody number ones. Anybody and everybody. Like, nowadays, it's actually kind of really easy to get a number one in the US.
Like, well, anyways, is that all for what's popping?
Yeah, I think that's all. That's all the music I have. I don't really have any more music. Wait, let me see. JoJo has a new album out. I don't know if you guys know JoJo. If you know
JoJo. Oh, I know JoJo. It's just a little tender,
a little tender, and I can make that JoJo. She has a new album that the gays are saying is really good, but me, I haven't gotten into it yet. And oh my god, I forgot DRB Lasgidi. DRB Lasgidi is a group which is a Nigerian group of rappers and is made up of Bodge. You remember Bodge?
Sweetheart. Oh, my baby! I do.
TZ. And the last member TZ I won't too. Talk about because he's a fucking asshole. And they have an album out. He's actually a fucking asshole. I don't actually know him, so I can talk shit about him. Bodge, TZ, Sweetheart, it's the best people. Literally the nicest people in the world.
The Bodge is a sweetie. I remember one time I was coming out to Twist, because I've met him before, like we have spoken before. I was coming out to Tantra. And then he stopped me, and he was like, hey, do you remember me? I was like, oh yeah, hi, how are you?
Like, Bodge is a sweetheart. But anyways, they have an album out, and the album is actually kind of amazing. It's very alter, because they're basically the founders of alter music in Nigeria.
What's the album called? Let me add it to my shit. It's called
Pioneers.
Who? What?
Pioneers. Like, Pioneers.
Spell it.
P-I-O.
Without looking at the thing. Without looking at the thing.
P-I-O-N-E-E-R-S. Of course I know how to spell pioneers, bitch. The fuck?
Oh, I saw it! Lasgidi!
Yeah, so... I really don't like to focus on the third member because he's literally very homophobic and literally has just zero sense. But that's other than the thing. Because me, when I listen to the album, I don't even know what he sounds like. So actually, when I listen to the album, I don't hear his voice.
Who's the third person? He's ugly.
He looks like a child. He's called
Fresh.
He's called Fresh or something. Oh, have you Googled them?
Yeah, I'm on the
this nigga went Spotify on Twitter thing. One time and went to tweet some dumb shit. No one literally asked him. Actually, it wasn't even that long ago. It was like last year. Like ending last year. Like no one asked this nigga nothing. This nigga went to tweet about how he cannot be gay because he fucks bitches. He's from England.
He's gay.
And he literally tweeted the three most uncorrelating things of all time to prove
he's that he gay. Wasn't gay. That's what the DL niggas always be doing.
It's like, first of all, it was like, who the fuck asked you? Nobody.
Nobody even knows him.
Nobody knows you, to be quite
honest. Like, I know these two niggas. I know TZ and I know Bodge.
I literally only know that nigga because of that homophobic thing that he tweeted. I literally did not know him too.
Oh, apparently they've had music 2018.
They have so many songs together, girl.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
all right, so that is it. Is anywhere popping? Yes, places are popping.
House is always popping.
Restaurants are open, bistro. So if somebody wants to take me to dinner, bistro is open. Santoku's opened. I've been craving sushi.
Why are you telling people to leave their house? Don't leave your house. The numbers are about to hit 5K.
No, nobody actually cares about the numbers anymore.
Nobody cares about the numbers anymore. Then that's the problem too.
You remember how people used to be obsessed with the numbers?
And that's when it was in the 200s. That was literally me. I had to unfollow the page because it was actually depressing.
But now it's going to be...
it's literally 3K.
But even more people, because isn't it 400 people that have recovered or something?
What?
Or was that in Nigeria? How many people have recovered?
Like 200 people.
Yeah, more people are recovering, so I feel like that's why more. But then also, nobody's outside, honestly. Like, you might think people are out because it's less, people are less scared, I guess. But then there's actually nobody outside. Every time I leave my house, I'm just like...
Oh, yeah, so today when I was driving around, I thought it was going to be traffic because I was like, people are back out. But when you...
Nobody's outside, so...
That's also because like, there's no one coming into the country and no one leaving the country. So, of course, there are no people, like, traveling. And driving around. Schools are closed. Yeah. So it's like, there's of course...
Just stay safe, people. Wash your hands. Wash everything.
But it's like...
And also, hey, these people who I ordered food from have not called me.
The gathering ban ends, I think, this weekend. Is the president going to extend it? Or is he going to lift it?
Because
if he lifts it, all the clubs can open. I'm not saying I'm going to go to the club. I'm not going to go.
I'll give it to 2 weeks.
Even that.
No, you know what I want to be lifted, actually? What? I want the traveling ban to be lifted just so that I can ship my skincare to Ghana.
Are you stupid? That's when the people are even going to come more.
I need my skincare here.
Girl, the Americans are just waiting for this shit to open so they can all rush you.
Right.
All the Americans that are stuck, all the people that have graduated are literally going to fly in. I don't think he's postponed it till the 31st. So that one day, I know that it's not going to open anytime soon. But it's like, if they lift this gathering ban, I know that people are going to go out. People are going to go to the club. I will not be caught dead. But I know that it's going to be a madness.
But if you're going to the club, are they going to make you wear face masks in the club?
Of course. But face masks don't prevent the fucking disease. I don't think people know that. It just lowers your chances of breathing in the droplets. Getting it.
Mm-hmm.
But it does not prevent, if someone has it in the club and they sneeze or they cough, chances of 10 people in the club getting it is very high. So it doesn't really change anything if you are wearing a mask.
Oh my god, in Lagos they are checking people. Did you see that video from Lagos where they're checking it's like a day club that it was open and they were checking
The temperature thing. Did you
the temperature at the door?
But some people that's why it's like the disease is mutating that some people don't show symptoms. So it's like some people can just carry it.
I don't think that's just the disease mutating. I think that's just us building a resistance to the disease. Because if the disease was mutating, that would mean...
Apparently it's mutating because there's new symptoms every week. And
Exactly, that means there'll be new symptoms, it's finding new ways of killing you faster. It's not...
Disease doesn't mutate to be dominant. Your legs swell up or something? Or your legs...
Elephantiasis?
They get pink or something. Yeah, I saw something like that. I was like,
pink feet?
I was like, girl... Your toes get pink or something. Girl, I was like,
but my toes have been pink.
I was like, I don't give a fuck. It won't catch me. Because, boy. But yeah.
Anyways.
Girl, everybody, that's it. I don't know how long this does.
So stay safe. Watch. Oh, girl, it's 2 hours long.
It's 1 hour 13 minutes. Yeah, everybody stay safe. I just realized that we can just use a Joey B song. Let me try and download it now.
Send it to me.
Oh, you're gonna do the editing. I could have actually done it today, but anyways.
Okay. I'll just email you my audio immediately. Because I have to go take a shower and then find out how my goddamn
upload it. Okay. So, is it KFC closed by now? It's 10.
Yeah, but I ordered my food before 10, so hopefully they went and picked it up before 10 o'clock. Because if not,
I'm pretty sure they did not do that. And this is why drivers don't work at this time, do they?
They do. Last time I ordered some at Sunday. They do.
Anyways. So yeah.
So thank you very much for listening. Please be sure to
like, comment,
like, comment, and subscribe. Follow us everywhere. Subscribe to my YouTube. Subscribe to my Instagram. There's been bomb photos were happening there. I'm subscribing. Oh my god. Apps.
My thing is okay. We'll just talk about that at the end of the thing.
Yeah. What's up?
My tripod is not here. It's been 2 weeks. But anyways.
Okay. Yes. Subscribe to Denzel's TikTok classes. He's waiting for you to come back.
And if you know anyone who sells ring lights, please hit me up.
Yes, please do. That's practically it.
Yeah, that's about it. Thank you guys for listening. See you guys next week. Bye.
So, love you, and a good fuck you to the niggas that ain't shit.
Ain't shit, ain't shit, ain't shit. I'm the only one, and I only started, I already won. Snatching everybody wig, now they look like thongs. Look what she done started. This bitch so full of air hardy. I ain't sorry, bitch, beg your pardon. Bust and turn it up, I know you started. I post you copy and repeat it. You can Michael Jackson beat it. If you think that I'm conceited, fuck your shit, we gon' get it. How would you think you could ever get next to me? Check the stats, we ain't got the same destiny. Tell them boom, bye bye, gather us in peace. Tryna pull my soul, she got the same recipe. This is for my niggas too.